Hi, my name's Rose Holdaway and I'm coordinating the Rescued Rubbish Art Project. Yeah, I've been skip diving for 6 weeks now. It's 3 days of community workshops to make art from rubbish. Well, I'm a painter, I'm landscape artist mostly, and assemblage arts and sculptures like my release. I find painting very hard work, and sometimes I get really bogged down with it, and it's really nice to turn around and do something fun for a change. I find the junk art fun. Okay, the aim of the project is just to get people to think differently about their waste. Just have people consider what they're buying and throwing away. People have this constant need to buy, buy, buy. They, you know, want to update the kitchen or whatever, and perhaps they should think of, you know, re-looking at what they've got. Consider too the mountain that they're adding to out at the landfills. You know, we've got a lot of space here, but it doesn't mean we should be throwing everything away. Okay, well, there's my old throne here. I actually made that years ago. It was made from an old broken bank chair from one of the banks in town, and I've added to it, built it up, and embellished it and into a throne. And it's moved home with me several times and been borrowed as a prop and whatnot, and is still going strong. It's a really functional piece of furniture, and every girl needs a throne. This one here, this little bookshelf, that's Vegside Pickup. It's embellished with pieces of an old wardrobe, which was also thrown out. All the books in the bookshelf, the beautiful old books, have come out of rubbish bins. I have some other artists' work here. These two are actually made from pieces of the old jetty at Carnarvon.
So the artworks have a sort of sentimental value as well then.
They all have a story. This is the neat thing about this type of junk art or assemblage art. They're not just one thing, you know, they grow. And so every piece has a number of pieces. The piece in front of us at the moment is assemblage. I can see there's a breadboard in it. There's a piece of very industrial pipe, a piece of leather off an old belt. I think that was actually off a golf buggy, a piece of an old food strainer, votive candle holder, an old light, a dowel, and those pieces have all been put together to make an art piece. That one's actually called Queen and the Soldier, and it's a story. It's actually about a Susan Vega song. I'd like to see more people doing this kind of thing. Maybe something might come out of it. A group might form to do this kind of thing together. Or maybe this kind of thing could be like a pop-up shop at different festivals and things that we have here.